Stack of Premier League matches underway, but the big one is Manchester United nil, Arsenal nil after 15 minutes. Good morning, Phil Moss.
Good morning, guys. I have to say I got on the back of Manchester United this morning. I just thought there might be a reaction, but then you read the overnight reports and there's all sorts of unrest in the dressing room. Apparently a stink between Mourinho and Pogba in the dressing room after the Southampton draw on the weekend when they were 2-0 down, came back to 2-2. Mourinho apparently called him a virus in front of the team.
A virus.
A virus
well,
in the dressing room.
That's not going to go down real well. Well, who survives there? Mourinho or Pogba?
Well, it's like everything. I think, you know, results dictate who has the power. And if the results aren't good, it's the coach. It's been a disastrous season. We called it early. Train wreck from the start.
Yeah.
You know, like, who knows what the result will be this morning. But it's not good. He keeps turning on players publicly, and on the weekend, yesterday, he refused to answer questions about the lineup to MUFC TV.
Oh, his own
Manchester
station.
United
Manchester
TV.
United TV. He said, "Why should I answer? Why should I tell you what the lineup is? Arsenal don't ask their coach what their lineup is. So why should I give you that?"
Mate, well, he can't last then. He can't last. Why don't they sack him?
It has to be. I honestly don't know. I'd like to say money, but you can't.
You think that they'd have the money, wouldn't
that's
you?
That's right. You can't say money with a club like Manchester United.
Do you know what I notice about your code? They keep going back to the old blokes, which is fine.
The merry-go-round?
Yeah, but say Ranieri. Like Ranieri this morning, who looks to be a cracking bloke. Like, he's 67. Mm. We've been talking a lot about Wayne Bennett. That's the reason. But there doesn't seem to be a lot of young blood in the Premier League.
Yeah, that's probably a true point. Although you could say that the young blood look a lot older than what they are because of the job.
Sure. what an emotional time for him this morning. He's coaching his new club up against his old club, Leicester City.
Yeah, wonderful. Well,
he seems like a good bloke.
it's a wonderful moment, I'm sure, tinged with a lot of sadness over what's happened recently to the owner. But clubs, I guess, when they're in that situation, go to what they think is a safe bet. And there's no such thing as a 100% safe bet with coaching, obviously. But, clubs need to survive in that Premier League. And obviously they think that Ranieri is a man.
Right. And Zinedine, will he...
That's a tough one to say, especially when you're holding your tongue.
Yeah, I know. So is he on the hit list of United or not?
I believe he is, and there's been a fair bit of smoke around that. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Look, it would be a massive challenge. He went to Real Madrid.
Because why did he just step away? I mean, he won all those championships.
Well, if you look at Real Madrid this season, I think the answer's
he
there.
He knew the writing was on the wall, did he?
Yeah, I think he picked his time. He won the Champions League. And had a wonderful stint with Real Madrid for his first senior coaching gig after coaching their reserves. So he's put himself in a very powerful position.
He's available.
He's available. And his son actually came out
and said he's ready to coach again.
So you would imagine he's like a seagull at the at the beach, hovering over the bag of chips.
By the way, we mentioned that Fulham match. Mm. Ranieri coaching Fulham up against Leicester City. That's 0-0 after 33 minutes. Everton are 1-0 down against Newcastle United. Burnley 0-0 Liverpool. Arsenal 0-0 with Man U, and Tottenham 1-0 up over Southampton.
Yeah, look, a big round of games, and obviously they have to back it up on the weekend as well. And then there's Champions League next week, so. So a massive week for the big clubs. Newcastle, we spoke about them last week. They ended up getting that result away to Burnley, I think it was, last weekend. So 1-0 up against Everton away. Could be a massive result for them. But if you look at Manchester United, obviously Arsenal at home this morning. They've got Fulham at home on the weekend. Valencia away, Liverpool away. Massive week. Like this has to be a defining week for Mourinho.
Yeah,
just has to be.
Oh, well, a lot of people have been saying that he'd get the punt before Christmas.
Yeah,
and Christmas is not that far away, we'll wait and see.
Mate, not only should he get the punt, I wouldn't be hiring him anyway.
Well, his stocks are gone down.
You can't be that desperate to hire a bloke like this.
That's the thing, and that's what we spoke about the other day, his legacy and where it's going now, and he's making it all about himself and rattling off his titles and all those things. They mean less and less when you're holding on like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, well, you're not going to employ someone if you know you're going to have a fight with him within 18 months, regardless of how good he is. What about on the local A-League front, Mossy? Is this a tactic by Marcus Babbel talking about promotion and relegation, taking the spotlight off his team's poor performance?
It could be. It could also be to unleash the shackles a little bit and say, listen, what's the pressure really when you think about it? There's no promotion, no relegation. So they're obviously coming off that 4-0 shellacking to Melbourne Victory away last weekend. It was men against boys. They take on the Mariners tomorrow night at Spotless. Let's hope it's a little less spotless than last time they played there with the plastic shards of cups.
What's happened with the Wanderers?
Well, you know,
like their style, is it completely different under Babbel?
Yes, yeah. Right. To what
is
it was
a more defensive, orientated sort of game plan?
There's certainly more defensive structure under Babbel than there was under Gombau. Yep. Gombau was all about attack and free flowing football, and that was a
disaster. Because they didn't like him, did they?
No, that just didn't go well. Right. It was a marriage made in hell.
So what about the players with Babbel? What are you hearing?
Yeah, look, I'm hearing good things. I'm hearing they like how straight he is, how you know, he's black and white, and he says things how they are, and he had a wonderful playing career, magnificent playing career, so he's got amazing respect off the back of that. But he has come here, and he said, look, there is no pressure in this league. And he makes a very good point. He says in Europe, if you're fighting relegation, you've got heavy legs every week because the added pressure that's on your shoulders, you don't have that here. So relax and play. And he's got some incredible players. Bomio Han, Oriel Riera, Bonavarsia. Those types of players should be winning games for him.
Yeah. Tell him relegation's getting the sack, all right? And he'll understand there's going to be pressure when he's got no paycheck coming in. Sydney FC get some players back?
They do, yes. Sim De Jong, Danny De Silva, two... massive attacking threats for Stevie Corica. Back available this week. It's Corica against Rudan, who won the championship together for Sydney years ago as players. Mark Rudan, known as the big blue man amongst the
coaches. He wasn't happy about the VAR last week, was he?
Nor should he be. No. That was a disgraceful decision. Yeah. Disgraceful decision. Came out of absolutely nowhere. They were 1-0 up at the time, ended up drawing 1-1 against Perth. Yeah, I would have been filthy as well.
Tip? Oh, Sydney FC win easy.
I wouldn't say easy, but Sydney FC to get the money there. Western Sydney Wanderers. I've tipped all the home teams this weekend. Western Sydney, Sydney, Melbourne Victory will get over Adelaide. Perth to beat Melbourne City in Perth. And Newcastle to get the points against Brisbane in Newcastle.
Mossy, you're an absolute champion.
Loving that. I think that word's thrown around a bit too easy.
Nothing's changed. Manchester United 0-0 with Arsenal. Thanks to Phil Moss.
Good on you, guys.